仅仅在六个月前，神韵艺术团连续七场在肯尼迪艺术中心的演出余音未绝。近日他们回到波多马克河畔，为美国首都华盛顿 DC 的观众再次带来七场演出。
非常高兴能再一次回到肯尼迪艺术中心演出。
当然感觉非常高兴了。
今年2月，六场公开的神韵晚会上座率平均94%，周末场爆满，甚至有人买站票。在华盛顿 DC 的主流社会一度造成轰动的影响。
这里观众非常热情，而且，他们的观赏的水准非常高。
是在第一天演出完了以后，去参加 VIP 的 reception 的时候，看到了很多观众，他们是发自内心的在感激我们。
今年夏天，神韵再次回到华府，相当一部分个人和机构以赞助神韵晚会为荣。红山号总统专用游艇就是赞助商之一。这是一条在美国有着特殊历史地位的游艇，曾经是美国总统的专用游艇，这里召开过多次内阁会议，接待过总统、国王和无数的名流。游艇上从家具、餐具到钢琴都有着特殊的历史背景。
It started with President Hoover, going all the way to President Carter. It was nine presidentsAnd out of all the nine presidents, Nixon using the boat at the most times, and as well as John F. Kennedy.
神韵艺术团接受船主的邀请，演出前登船参观，亲身近距离感受一番美国的近代历史。男高音歌唱家洪明先生更是一时兴起，在老钢琴上弹奏一曲。这一说对未来神韵晚会在华府的前景，领舞任凤舞显得颇有自信。
我觉得一定会有越来越多的观众喜欢我们的节目，然后越来越多的人会知道我们的节目，然后当然也希望以后能有更多的机会来华盛顿 DC 演出。
华府的神韵晚会一共七场，今天晚上的头一场演出是不对外公开的贵宾专场。从星期三到星期天，一共六场演出，我们会为您跟踪报道。新唐人电视台记者东方，华盛顿 DC 报道。
华盛顿 DC 神韵晚会星期二以贵宾专场开始，歌剧院内1000多名观众为神韵演出的精致、完美和深邃的内涵而倾倒。
Spectacular, absolutely fabulous. Every moment was special. I thought it was just a spectacular show.
贵宾专场的赞助商包括兰托斯基金会、斯瓦特公司、亚洲展望基金会、Editorial Associates 和美国红十字会等。
Each Arlantos Foundation had the honor to sponsor, and we are just, we can't tell you how much we are.Overwhelmed by the wonderful talent and beauty that these young Chinese dancers have demonstrated to us.
神韵晚会给观众带来视觉和听觉上的享受，可以用完美来形容。
It was just perfection, and it was a learning and growing experience for me to learn more about the traditional Chinese dancing.
让观众叹为观止的不仅仅是神韵晚会的完美和高超，更是其深邃的内涵和哲理。
This performance is amazing because it is promoting the human spirit and spiritualism and love of freedom and self-expression, and it was unbelievably moving. The more places that this troupe can perform and the more people that see it, I think they will be uplifted amazingly.
当被问到是不是将来再看神韵晚会
，Absolutely, I'm telling all my friends.
Definitely, it was amazing. I'm going to be back every year.
新唐人电视台记者东方，华盛顿 DC 报道。
经济低迷加上演出淡季，都挡不住神韵艺术团的强大艺术魅力。今天，包括美国行政部门的官员、多国驻美大使、跨国公司总裁等近千名政要名流，观看了神韵艺术团的贵宾专场演出，并被艺术家们深深地感动。
It surpassed my expectations. The most important thing was there was a philosophical message in each dance that I did not expect.And it was overwhelming.
The arhu, oh, love that instrument. It's one of my favorites as a former celloist. Every single dance segment was gorgeous. I mean, it really touched me, and it made me cry. Beautiful things make me cry, and it's very, very beautiful, very rich.
I think the performance is strong. I found the dancing to be really compelling. The storylines were interesting.
sometimes fun. Everything was graceful. I have had the good fortune of being in China a number of times. I've never seen dance quite like this.
感动观众的不仅是神韵艺术团展现的高超技巧，节目中所传达的内涵更让人感动至落泪。
Maybe I'm not supposed to say it as a man, but tears do, you know, grow up in my, you know, in my eyes when I see the, you know, the hostility and what has happened, and what is the mistreatment of people, and yet how they can still have hope.
What I left with was hope that the way, the Tao, the path, we can get it, we can, in our lifetime, hopefully we can do something that will bring us to the reality of that in our lifetime.
前资深国会议员汤姆·兰托斯的人权法治基金会对赞助此次专场演出感到十分骄傲。
I think they were incredibly impressed. We had members of Congress, of the Senate, we had former members of Congress, some very top leaders from the State Department, the Department of Defense. We had a lot of people from the United States government here tonight.And, you know, I think they learned a great deal. They learned about traditional Chinese culture. They learned more about, the spirit of the Falun Gong.
此次演出团队中有来自马里兰州的舞蹈演员廖若山和薛新谭，马里兰州议员特别向他们颁发了褒奖。这是新唐人记者欣然在华盛顿 DC 采访报道。
华盛顿 DC 的神韵晚会并没有因为八月底的度假潮受到影响，照样吸引了众多当地居民前来观看。下面是本台记者来自华府的报道。
星期四，神韵晚会在美国首都华盛顿的公演进入第二天，更多的华府居民被晚会倾倒。
It was really mind-blowing. I'm impressed. I'm usually impressed by Asian culture, and in particular by Chinese people. But tonight, I'm just more in love with Chinese culture.
至于说最为倾倒的部分是什么？
The men were really spectacular in their, you know, in their vivacity, and the women, of course, in the genteelness. They're really spectacular.
Well, I thought the aesthetic element was just exquisite. The color combinations, the balance between the male dancers and the female dancers was, I thought, very, very beautiful. And the beautiful thing about it, it didn't need any verbalization. I think motion.Conveyed everything. The way everyone worked together, I mean, I realize something like this takes so much work and energy. You don't really begin to appreciate what goes into it unless you're a part of it. And being a musician and an artist myself, I know what goes into that. I mean, just memorizing like a Bach prelude, fugue, you know, and that's nothing compared to what this was. So believe me, I appreciate it.
It really stand out.The divine part truly stand out. It went straight home. A lot of times when I think of China, I think no God, atheism, because that's a lot of times that's what I read about, that's what I see on TV. But tonight, for me, that was definitely worth seeing. That stood out.
马林的先生凯尔是基督徒，从中共迫害法轮功联想到了宗教迫害。
We're Christians, so.We know that the Chinese Christians are oppressed, and it's interesting that communist Soviet Union had the same problem for a long time, oppressing what they finally realized were their most productive and obedient citizens. And they realized they were, by oppressing them, they were making a huge mistake. And you've seen the changes that have taken place there. So it would be nice to think that at some point in the near future,the Chinese government will get it. So this could be instrumental towards that. Just have to see. But I did enjoy the performance.
新唐人电视台记者东方，华盛顿 DC 报道。
美国神韵艺术团再次光临华盛顿肯尼迪艺术中心，25日的专场演出吸引了1000名观众，好评如潮。观众表示，表现法轮功的节目让人非常感动。
保罗·考诺克是一位曾经参加过韩战的老兵，神韵的演出令他非常感动。
Well, the dances that were just artistic made me feel like I was up in the clouds, you know, the beautiful artistry. Oh, yeah, yeah, they were all fabulous, you know. And a lot of them seem to be a mix of Asian and Western music.
当被问到他最喜欢的节目时，保罗说
And I was touched by those two vignettes, if I could call them that, on the Falun Gong. One was how they're tortured in China.And the other one is how that young lady, through her dignity and kindness, converted this terrible police state representative to realize how good they are and to become part of them. Yeah, it was a great performance.
在韩国的经历使保罗喜欢上了亚洲文化，特别是中国文化。今天的演出又让他对中国文化有了更多的了解。
In one of the performances, they talked about a belief in the life hereafter, and I didn't know that was part of Chinese belief. You know.
新唐人记者黎明，华盛顿 DC 报道。
8月26日，美国神韵艺术团在美国首府华盛顿的肯尼迪艺术中心进行了首场公演。观众表示，看了演出，对中国文化有了更深的了解。
退役空军飞行员、现在美国国防部工作的特蒙克携全家前来观看晚会。
Well, I love all the flowing, costumes. Everything is just beautiful, and they dance so elegantly. Everything is just very smooth. It's just amazing. Beautiful costumes, absolutely gorgeous. My favorite was the flowing sleeves. Oh, beautiful.
Just the synchronization, the way everything kind of flowed together, and the way that the music and the music and the dancing kind of went together and told the story. I was very, very impressed with that. Well, you know, just like they tried to show is that the fact that, you know, the goal of life is to try to, you know, live in balance and harmony and you know, and to achieve peace through, you know, and believing that there is a higher power. And I think that you know, those are kind of universal messages that resonate.
记者问到会如何向朋友介绍这个晚会。
Well, I think it's definitely something you need to come and see. It's a very good, from an aspect of just from the spectacle of it and seeing the performance, but also to kind of get an insight into some Chinese culture as well. I think it was very, very, very enlightening for me.
第一次观看神韵晚会的薇薇安·奎瑞表示，她非常喜爱这场晚会。
The Chinese culture, of course. You learn about that. I mean, they're talking all about...the different places in Chinese, the different cultures in the Chinese, you know, country. Everywhere you go is a little bit different. The clothing is different. We loved it. We're amazed by it. The colors were awesome. The music, I mean, the whole show was beautiful. And I know you're having one in January. We're coming back to see it.
新唐人记者黎明、欣然，美国华府报道。
看完神韵晚会之后，有艺术家表示倾倒于神韵中西合璧的音乐，希望能够将整个晚会珍藏起来。
丹尼尔·斯皮尔是一位演奏古典音乐的钢琴家，他和朋友一起前来观看神韵晚会。
I wish I could purchase it. I wish I could. It's just incredible because, you know, you see the performances on television, you know, Chinese culture and what have you.But to actually come and then to experience the music live and really to see the performance, it's not like it. So I am so appreciative that you all are here and have brought this to the city.
作为一名音乐家，丹尼尔对晚会的音乐有着更深刻的理解。
I thought when I was listening to it, especially when it was just confirmed that it was not just Western but Chinese instruments that was being used at the same time, I thought...It was amazing. The reason why I thought it was amazing because I love hearing the different tones or modes that were being played, especially I don't know if it was the xylophone that was on the side. Incredible. And so I was watching the director and listening to the gong and the timpanis and the trumpets. And so I love the fact that it was blended. Not one style stood out more than the other, but there was actually a balance.And that's really hard to do, even within one's own culture, to have a perfect blend. But I really must commend the composers and the conductor because she really held it together. So that was great.
神韵艺术团在美国首都华盛顿肯尼迪艺术中心的表演，将中国传统文化中天人合一的内涵呈现给了华府的观众。
史蒂夫·麦宁在新泽西州拥有一家俱乐部。8月28日晚，他和太太詹妮弗一同观看了神韵晚会。
Loved it.
I feel very emotional. I loved the show. It was beyond my expectations, and I just feel very touched and uplifted and spiritual. And the one scene where the father ascended into heaven left me bawling in my chair of happiness and joy, and I just was so emotional. The whole intermission, I was trying to catch my breath.
喜爱舞蹈和音乐的 Jennifer 对晚会的音乐情有独钟。
Well, the music, I think that ancient musical instruments, I think, are touching to the human soul.Because I know here and more like the civilization that we've grown up in with guitar and piano and flute and violin and trumpet. Siva is a trumpet player. I think that when you hear ancient musical instruments, like the two-string instrument and the drumming, it feels very soulful.And I think that when you hear that music, it just exudes so much emotion. It hits your heart so deeply.
晚会传达的中国古老文化中的天人合一的内涵，打开了詹妮弗的视野。
The message I get from the show is one of universal spirit and the importance of culture. I grew up in the United States and was raised Christian.But I really feel that this opens my eyes to just the beauty of culture that's much, much, much older than my own. And it makes me interested in ancient civilization and culture and connectivity to our world and our earth that we live in and the world beyond and where our souls go when we depart this heavenly earth.
新唐人记者黎明、雪莉，华盛顿 DC 报道。
这几天，神韵晚会正在美国首都华盛顿 DC 上演。神韵晚会有一个跟其他舞台表演很不一样的地方，就是许多观众在演出期间会默默地流泪。周四晚上，观看了神韵在肯尼迪艺术中心演出的一对姐妹，向本台记者表述了他们的内心感受。
佐拉扎迪和诺瓦扎迪是姐妹俩，他们的父亲在购物商场为一家人买了票，看星期四晚上的神韵晚会。这是他们第一次看中国文化节目，用他们自己的话说，不虚此行。
Fabulous from start to finish. Couldn't have been better. I think it was wonderful. It completely surpassed every expectation I had because all I had seen was pictures and I could see the beautiful costumes, but the dancing was astounding. I mean, just completely astounding. And I think I learned a lot about Chinese culture that I didn't know before. So that was a bonus.
谈到印象最深的节目，姐妹俩看法各异。
My first favorite part was when the girls had the pink, what is it called? Oh my god, fans. And they did the spring blossom thing. That was really cool. I loved the drums. Those are probably like my favorites. I also really liked the singers, the opera singers. That was really cool. But it was all just great. I mean, those were my highlights, but I loved the whole show.The thing that stood out for me was when they showed the father that was sort of persecuted for practicing his dafa, I think it was. That was actually really powerful and sort of unexpected because, you know, the dancing was so light and beautiful and sort of uplifting. And I liked the message behind that. I liked sort of the play element that brought to it.
在看这个节目的时候，诺瓦流泪了。
I was surprised. I didn't expect tears in this performance, but, you know, there were good tears. It was a powerful, powerful scene, for sure. And that little girl, I mean, God, like, she's really talented. Everyone is really talented. And Dafa is something I had never even heard of before. So it was definitely the message was, you know, people continued to do what they felt was right, and even though maybe necessarily it wasn't something that they were allowed to do.
何止是诺瓦，在场的很多观众在看到迫害中我们毅然走在神路上的节目的时候，都会默默地流泪。 舞蹈表演能让人流泪，可见其震撼力。新唐人电视台记者东方，华盛顿 DC 报道。
Well, first of all, I have to say that I was here at the February show. So,
吉娜·萨克里潘提是华盛顿检察人报市场部的经理，已经是第二次看神韵晚会，但还是惊叹神韵晚会的完美艺术表现。
First of all, the performance, the synchronization, the costumes, the fluidity of the performers was fantastic.
八月份 DC 神韵晚会新增加的节目也让萨克里潘提一饱眼福。
Well,I think what was new this time was the drum performances. Also, the Tibetan dance was different as well. Things I remembered about the February one was the colorful dance with the really colorful skirts. The water fairies was also one of my favorites. The color is very soothing. And the movement of the fans, you know, depicting a waterfall.Was fabulous, you know. It just really made you feel like you were in a waterfall.
神韵晚会往往给观众带来思索人生的新视野。
You know, we all kind of get caught up in the day to day, and sometimes you need to really stop and think about what is priority in life and how you interact with one another. You know, whether in a professional or in your personal lives.Your interactions with another make a difference.
华盛顿检察人报是 DC 神韵晚会的媒体赞助商。
You know, I get approached by a lot of different events and performances, and for me, what's important is something that's unique, that is obviously very high caliber, something that our readership would want to see and for us to promote, and also something that is.Giving back to the community. So coming back.
今年八月，华盛顿检察人报赞助神韵晚会广告，并把神韵特刊包在外纸外面，发送给28万户用户。我是东方，新唐人电视台华盛顿 DC 报道。